Good morning. I think I have an opportunity today to be a little bit more specific about the events of the last few days. You know that we signed two large agreements with two of the best trading houses in the business, Gunvor and Vitol. And significantly, both of them are large size, 3 million tons apiece, and give enormous credibility to the project that Tellurian is developing at Driftwood. But to put it in context, each one of these companies will have to spend several hundred million dollars in acquiring or leasing ships to service that, those contracts. And that is both an expression of faith in our project and also a risk mitigation for us, because if not, we would have had to lease those ships ourselves, and Tellurian is not in a financial situation to do that. Those contracts are indexed to a combination of JKM prices and TTF prices in Europe, things that we had been telling you for more than a year now to keep a focus on. Prices in Asia and Europe are very, very high in spite of being in the shoulder season, and the netback to the Gulf Coast today is $8 an MMBTU. To put it in context, we will be able to produce the natural gas, liquefy it, and put it on the water for $2. So the margin is obviously extremely large. So the first question you could ask is, will that margin continue to be that large? And given it, what is happening on a global basis with the cost of carbon and the ESG concerns, carbon prices in Europe have increased dramatically, close to 200% in the last few months. Putting a floor on natural gas in Europe at $9 and putting a floor on global pricing for natural gas, since Europe purchases 40% of the gas that is actually crossing borders on a global basis. So we feel very, very strong about the outlook for natural gas in general over the next couple of decades and for the prospects for Tellurian in particular. So on current pricing, this would represent a very significant amount of cash flow for the company once we start selling LNG as opposed to natural gas, somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 to $8 billion a year. This is all very, very strong, but you have to remember, this is not an overnight story. This is a business that we are developing that will take time and go step by step. The commercial aspect is now well on its way. Gunvor and Vitol give us enormous credibility. We have found a product that the market wants, and we're highly confident that we'll continue over the next few weeks to finish the amount of capacity that we want to sell. The next stop for us will be to start construction, which we said we would do this summer, and we reaffirm. Sometime this summer, you will start seeing bulldozers on the site, and we'll start the site preparation that is necessary to be able to give notice to proceed to Bechtel in the first quarter of next year. Everything is on target. Finally, we can now start focusing on the full integration of the chain, which means that we will be looking for upstream assets. When we put the whole picture together between now and the end of the year, the prospects for Tellurian will be extremely clear, and the cash flow in the future, targeting $8 of cash flow per share, will be obvious. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, future opportunities, market conditions, cash flows, profits, margins, commercial agreements and relationships, construction of the Driftwood project and the timing of a notice to proceed with such construction, future demand for and supply of natural gas and LNG, and Tellurian's prospects and upstream acquisition strategy. Forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of June 8, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.